Opus Dei Unplugged. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Opus Dei website has never been busier, thanks to the group's portrayal in The Da Vinci Code. And it's up to Father Francis Hoffman, the chaplain at Chicago's Northridge Prep School and a member of Opus Dei, to explain his organization when people like me call and ask him if he's wearing a barbed garter.
You know, I'm not.
Or whether he dresses like a monk.
We don't have monks in our organization.
Or what would happen if a member repeatedly whipped himself to draw blood.
We would encourage him to go see a psychiatrist right away.
In fact, Father Hoffman was a CPA before becoming a priest. His mortification ritual is to fast twice a year on Good Friday and Ash Wednesday, and the rest of the time, well, he lives in a residential neighborhood in Chicago with 11 other celibate Opus Dei members, 8 of them lay people, doing celibate things.
We celebrate birthdays, we celebrate Christmas, you know, cookouts are great when the weather's nice. All the guys they live with have doctorates in one area or another, so it's a fairly stimulating intellectual environment to live in.
Do you ever get into fights?
Not fist fights. I'm glad you asked this question because I think it's something that remains to be discovered by the larger culture in general. I think one of the huge contributions Opus Dei has made to culture is that you can have people who are not related by blood living together peacefully, helping each other. I mean, it's an extraordinary thing.
So you can see why the movie had to exaggerate. I mean, who'd pay $9.50 to watch 2.5 hours of celibate book discussions? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.